Good evening, everyone. Welcome to the Five Tools Show. I am your host, Tanya Mercado. It is not just a chilly day, but it's downright freaking cold out here in New York City. And those of you who are just joining us, if you want to call, by all means, feel free to call us at 347-637-2306. My co-host, Carl Cooper, will be joining me shortly. He's actually helping his wife at the moment, but hopefully within the next 5-10 minutes, he will be joining us on the show tonight. Sorry, I am still dealing with the side effects from that stupid cold that I've been having for like 3 weeks now. Hopefully, at some point, it'll be gone completely. So we have plenty to talk about. Well, not plenty, but some good stuff to talk about. Let's see. One of the things is Pedro Feliciano. Mets fans loved having him on the team, and he just recently signed a minor league deal with the New York Mets. And if anybody did not see that coming, well, then I don't know what to tell you, because I figured that would happen at some point. And the Mets are desperate. I mean, it's a minor league deal, but Lord only knows that that's all the Mets are good for nowadays is just minor league deals. So what are you going to do? Mets, quote-unquote, have no money to spend, so they don't spend any. They continue on with the, I'm not going to spend money, let's just deal with our arbitration-eligible players, and that's it. So for all of you who are still waiting for Sandy Alderson to sign somebody worthwhile, I hope you are not holding your breath, because then there will be a high death count in Mets fan land. With that said, congratulations does go out to David Wright on his engagement to Molly Beers, but seriously, who cares? Lord only knows some David Wright fans of the female gender were like, oh my God, he's engaged. What am I going to do? I hope he invites me to the wedding. Like, you really believe he is going to invite? He doesn't even know who you are. But whatever. It is what it is. Congratulations to David Wright. Mets avoid arbitration with Bobby Parnell with a one-year deal. Mr. Bobby Parnell, who many believe that he's not going to be what he was supposed to be. He's supposed to be a flamethrower. He was supposed to be our closer. And he is anything but. The deal is reportedly worth $1.7 million. It's a one-year contract for 2013. Parnell, he's only 28 years old. I mean, should he be developed at this point? Yeah, you would kind of think that he would be already. But he is a very, very strong reliever. I mean, he's all about the power. Okay, he has a 5-4 record with 7 saves and 2.49 ERA. And that was from last season in 74 games. Well, let's see if he'll actually do what we hope he is able to do this year. I'd like to welcome, oh, Lord. I would love to know. That must be Roger and NBC Media. Roger, if that's you, you would be the one to say she is a hot day. Seriously. And I believe that's Carell, who is also in the chat room, who will be joining us on the phone line shortly. We do have a caller who I am going to bring in. I'm going to start taking calls early again. If you want to call, by all means, feel free, 347-637-2306. If you are having problems, because I know we are having problems with the phone lines tonight, by all means, just keep trying. Or if you're in the chat room, you can make whatever comments you want in the chat room. I'll read them on the air. If you have any questions for me, you can just put it out there into the chat room. Hello, caller. Welcome to the Five Tools Show. How are you tonight?
I'm good. This is Joey from the Bronx. Tanya, how are you?
I am fine, I guess. What's up? What can I do for you? What do you want?
Just getting, like many Mets fans, counting on the days of spring training, excited, see the young kids develop. Ike Davis, and, you guys mentioned arbitration. I know Ike Davis, I think they just signed him. And I think they signed him to a deal. I'm not sure. to a 1-year contract or something like that?
I'm sorry, who are you talking about?
Ike Davis. I think they just gave him a deal also to avoid arbitration. I'm not sure. I think it's him and Parnell. I mean, you'd have to check up on that and find out. If I think it's Ike Davis.
Yes, they did.
Okay, good. Because, I mean, one thing about the Mets, they're good. That's one thing I give them credit for. They're good at avoiding arbitration with their players. They always try to get that whole thing resolved before it gets to that point. So I give them credit for that. But I'm excited. You know, I want to see the pitchers. I want to see these young kids in, you know, spring training, even the young bullpen arms, the Josh Edgins of the world and people like that. I like what they're doing here. They're building from the pitching staff. You know, now they have the catchers, so it's kind of like, you know, a football team where you start with your offensive lineman and your quarterback, and then you just build it from there. And you can see that the Mets are doing that right now. They're building from, you know, within the trades, drafting, whatever, but they're building a strong pitching staff, and they have a lot of young arms in the bullpen that they're adding to the starting rotation. You know, and I don't know. What do you think? I mean, these young arms are really something to be excited about. And I think, you know, if they continue to develop, I think the bullpens may surprise us this year.
Really? Seriously? Are you on something? I'm just asking because I really don't think that the bullpen is going to be anything. I will say one thing, though. I was watching the MLB Network today, and I was watching MLB Clubhouse Confidential. I believe that's what it's called. And they were talking about the catcher that the Mets got for R.A. Dickey, and they love him. Like, everybody's really high on this guy, which I'm not so sure if that's a good thing for the Mets because people have been high on players in the past and they haven't really panned out for them. But they're really high on this guy because they say that he can hit and he's solid defense. So they really do think that the Mets have solved their catching issues for years to come, which personally, I love hearing that. And it's about bloody time. But give me 1 second, Joey, because Karell Cooper is actually on the line, and Lord only knows I have missed my co-host, because God only knows I've been doing this show by myself for way too long. Hello, Karell. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing good. How are you doing, Tanya?
Good. Is everybody healthy in the household now?
Almost.
Somewhat?
Almost. I'm finally healthy. This is, I think, day number 2. For 2013, that I'm not sick, so that's a good thing. The wife is still a little bit under the weather, but thankfully the little girl she didn't get sick at all. So knock on wood, but it's been a rough start to the year, being sick and everything else. So hopefully that's behind me now and can move forward here. And happy to be back on the show. I think is this our first show for 2013? I know at least it's my first show for 2013.
For you it is, yes.
Yes.
For me it's not. I think this is like my third one,
I think,
for 2013.
Okay.
But I'm glad to have you back.
Yeah, I'm glad to be here too.
I won't say that it's been lonely because I have been getting callers on the line, but I miss my co-host.
Well, I'm glad the callers have been keeping you busy.
Yes, they have been. We even had a couple of new callers.
Oh, good.
Some guy named Robert from Florida. And I was like, okay, you're new. I've never heard you before.
Good.
Yeah. It's been going pretty good. So what have you been up to, baseball-wise?
Not all that much. Been following what little the Mets have been doing from afar. You know, been trying to keep up with everything else going on in terms of transactions other teams have been doing. I'm glad that spring training is right around the corner, and you know, it's the time of the year where baseball fans start to get excited about the upcoming season. Football's winding down, And so it's baseball's almost here. And I'm excited about this year for a couple of reasons. You know, I wanna start to see what some of the younger guys can do more. I'm excited that the All-Star game is at Citi Field this year. I'm looking forward to a lot of that stuff. So, you know, I'm excited about it. I'm not going to get my hopes up too high about this team because I've done that in the past and I know what's happened, and I'm going to be realistic about this year. I don't think that there'll be a playoff team again this year, but hoping to see some improvements and hoping to see some signs of at least the team going in the right direction.
I've been saying the same thing, and I'll be honest, I really do believe that they are going in the right direction because they're building for the future. They're not looking to build a team for right now, which is exactly what a lot of other teams have tried doing, and it didn't pan out.
So let me ask you this question, because in past shows, you have said that it's time for our general manager to put up, and that, you know, correct me if I'm wrong, I think you know, said that we need to see something in 2013. So let's fast forward. If you see this team making improvements and going in the right direction in terms of the younger players, so on and so forth, and they don't make the playoffs, will you be for keeping the general manager in this front office if you see that it's going in the right direction?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. For me, it's not just about making the playoffs. Yes, I would love to see that, but show me that you're going in the right direction. You know, don't sign players that are only going to do something for 1 year. If you're getting us a boatload of young players, I better see those young players, and I better see quality coming from those players.
Right.
So, I would have no problem. As long as they move up in the standings, even if it's one spot, you know, they get some type of a winning record, and I see that the younger players are being productive, I'm okay with that, because that's what
right.
It's all about. Just show me that you're doing something. Because as far as I'm concerned, we're in the same spot that we were in when Sandy Alderson came on in the first place. You know, now in 2013, this is his year. This is his last chance with me. After this year, if I see nothing, then he can go. I only have patience for so long. I understood that this team was a hot mess. I gave him his chance. He cleaned house. He did what he had to do, got rid of the dead weight. Now's the time to put up or shut up.
Gotcha.
Now, here's my question to you. Do you think Sandy Alderson is going to be able to do anything else before spring training starts?
In terms of making moves for the team?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if it's going to be anything major, but I could see some things here and there. I mean, for example, bringing back Feliciano wasn't anything major, but he did bring him back. We'll see what type of shape he's in and if he can make the Major League team or not. But, you know, I wouldn't expect any kind of blockbuster deal at this point. I mean, I think there's still some question marks related to what the five-man rotation is going to look like this year. So maybe we might see something on that front. But I mean, I'm not expecting anything major right now. You know, there's a lot of talk about this guy, Michael Bourne, who plays in the outfield. I think he played with Atlanta last year.
Yeah.
He's an outfielder, so there's been talk about that. I mean, there's still talk about, like, Justin Upton, stuff like that. But, I mean, I don't know. I can't I don't know if I see them like bringing in Upton or anything like that. We'll see, but I'm not personally expecting anything major. Are you?
No.
Yeah.
I mean, I do believe that the team has enough money to do one big move, but I don't think that it'll happen. Because last week we were talking about the type of players that the Mets should go for. Like, who would you take a risk on? Would you take a risk on a Grady Sizemore? Is he a player you would, I mean, is he high risk? Is he low risk? You know, would you even take the risk at all? I mean, are the Mets that desperate where you have to decide, okay, is this player worth the risk that we're gonna do? You know,
well,
we're also talking about Vasquez and a couple of other guys. Go ahead.
Yeah, no, I was going to say, well, I guess, you know, someone like a Sizemore, right? I guess it all depends on how confident you feel in the outfielders you've got, right? If you don't feel that the guys you got can fill an outfield spot for an entire season, then yeah, I mean, take a shot. So I think that all depends on what you got. I mean, the outfield, in my opinion, is one of the weaker areas for the Mets. I mean, I think they're pretty much all set. Well, not pretty much. I mean, they are all set on the infield. So there's still questions in the outfield. I think there's still questions related to the bullpen. And I think there's still questions related to the starting pitching. I mean, has anyone heard from Johan Santana? Do we even know what type of condition he's in right now?
He says he feels very confident that he's where he needs to be. And he feels
okay.
Like he could finish this season strong compared to last season.
Okay.
Personally, I take that with a grain of salt. Because I don't exactly expect him to say, well, you know what, I'm not 100%.
Well, Santana gave me my no-hitter, so he can do no wrong in my eyes at this point for the rest of his Mets career.
Santana supposedly wants to be able to start in the World Baseball Classic for Team Venezuela, but...
See, he shouldn't be pitching in that. He shouldn't be pitching in that.
I agree. This is my whole thing. And Lord only knows, the World Baseball Classic is amazing. It's great. But personally...
I love it.
I think that Major League players have no business in it. Because especially if you're a guy who hasn't been with the team... You're coming to a brand new team. You're trying to build up chemistry. But yet you're going to go and play for a team that represents your country. I have a problem with that because God forbid the player gets hurt, then what? So say David Wright goes out and I believe he's playing for Team USA. He gets hurt. So the Mets still have to pay him because he decided to play for the World Baseball Classic? That's not fair.
Yeah. I mean, I think watching the Major League players, I think it adds some interest to it. So I actually like seeing them there. But I think players that are coming off of, like, injury or major surgery, or couldn't even finish the year last year because, you know, they were ailing from surgery the year before, I don't think should be starting the year off in the World Baseball Classic. So, you know, going right into competition like that, which is...
Johan Santana couldn't even finish the year.
Yeah.
But yeah, you should pitch the team Venezuela. Are you kidding me?
Yeah. And that's the problem I have with it. I mean, I like seeing the Major League players there, but with some discretion. I mean, if you're coming off of surgery or if you couldn't even finish the year last year because, you know, you were coming off of surgery the year before, you know, I don't think you should be trying to play in top-notch competition in March. And then, you know, pitching for your team because you know what, if he goes out there and he ends up pitching, you know, let's say in 4 or 5 games for Venezuela, and then he ends up having a dead arm for the Mets at the All-Star break, that's all people are going to talk about, is him pitching in the World Baseball Classic.
I will have such the fit. You do not even understand.
Yeah.
I will be the first one ready to kill somebody. I will literally get in somebody's face and I'm like, what the hell were you thinking? Are you really that stupid? You know, and I'm sorry. As much as I love these guys, and it's nice to see them participate for their country, because Lord only knows, I may have been born and raised in the United States of America, but I'm all about King Puerto Rico. I got Carlos Beltran, I got Angel Pagan, Yadier Molina. We got a stacked roster with Team Puerto Rico. So, you know, but at the same time, if these guys get hurt, if I'm a fan of a team, I'm raising a stink. Because especially if your player is a superstar player who will definitely impact your team's chances of making the playoffs, hell yeah. You raise a stink about it. But you know what? Players get to choose. And unfortunately, if the players get hurt, the team still pays them. Which sucks. Royally. But it is what it is. So out of some of the prospects that we have, who do you think is going to make it to the bigs this year? Because there are some people who are actually, especially from the MLB Network, who really do think that the catcher that the Mets got from Toronto for R.A. Dickey is going to be on the team this year.
I'm hearing that the catcher, and I forget the catcher's name. I'm hearing that he's probably, well, from when the trade first went down, that he would probably start the year in the minors and then I guess make his way up to the Mets at some point. Wow, who else is down there that could come up?
Okay, before you get into that, really, Roger, I clicked that link. I am so mad at Roger right now. Like, Roger and I, when I go to California, Roger and I will fight. So go ahead, Karam.
Roger, thank you. What was I saying?
About the minor leaguers who will come up.
Yeah, sorry, I'm still thinking about, I'm a big fan of Ronnie Cedeno right now. Coming up this year, who's the kid that came up towards the end of last year? Valdespin. I think he's got a shot to make the team coming out of camp this year, depending on kind of, I guess, what other free agents they bring in and how well he does in the spring. I think he showed signs last year that he could play at this level and stay on this level. So he's probably one. I definitely think Harvey's going to be in the rotation this year. I don't think Wheeler's probably ready. Trying to think who else. Now, those two come to top of mind. I'm sure there's others that I'm not thinking of right now, but those two come top of mind. Who's at the top of the list for you?
Harvey.
Yep.
I do think that the catcher from the Jays, and I just keep saying catcher from the Jays, Travis, because Lord only knows I can't pronounce his last name. I think he'll make it, because the Mets are just that desperate. Wheeler, I think we'll see Wheeler going down the stretch. So at the end of the year, I think that they'll bring him up.
Mm-hmm.
And Valdespin, I don't know. I mean, if something happens to one of our guys, he'll come up.
which always happens.
Yeah, but I don't think he'll break camp with the team. I don't think that'll happen. So, but what about, like, Mahalia, Familia? Do you think these guys are gonna be up?
You know, I don't know. I mean, we probably need so much help in our pen. Maybe not at the start of the year, but maybe at some point.
Listen.
Wow, you are doing some serious typing over there.
You know what? Everybody says that. Like, everybody's like, honey, you type so fast. And I really do, because at my job, that's all I do. I type a lot. So, especially with blogging, you only have so much time to be able to blog. Especially when I was in school, because I would blog in between classes or I would blog during class. So I had to type everything, like, really, really fast. So, I don't know. I've always been a fast typist. And when I would type in front of customers, they're always amazed because I could type without looking at the keyboard, and I type really fast, and I rarely make a mistake. But, yeah. So, I don't know. It's going to be an interesting year. That I will say for Mets fans, because I don't expect to make the playoffs because they're not going to. I don't care what Harvey says. Yes, we have a playoff caliber team. Boy, shut up, because you really don't.
Yeah, I mean, you know what? This last year was one of the it was actually one of the more enjoyable years that I've had recently as a Mets fan, because I like watching some of the younger guys develop. Like, I really enjoyed watching Ruben Tejada this year. I really did. And I also think it's because, you know what, I didn't really go into the year expecting the Mets to make the playoffs. Like, I had realistic expectations, and I went to the ballpark, and I just enjoyed watching baseball and watching the team play. Now, obviously, things like the Santana no-hitter and the year that Ari Dickey had made the season that much more fun. But, you know, I just enjoyed being a baseball fan last year, and it was the first time in a while that I did. And I think part of it was because, like, I didn't go to Citi Field saying, you know, the Mets have got to make the playoffs this year, because that just wasn't realistic. And I'm going into this year with the same approach. I want to watch guys like Tejada. I want to watch guys like Murphy and Davis and Harvey and some of these guys just develop and play. And I'm not going to have any high expectations.
You know what? It's interesting that you say that. Because I was actually thinking about the 2015 season. And I was thinking about, you know what, everybody's making a big stink that the Mets are not going to make the playoffs, this, that, and the other thing. So what? This is the year where you really get to appreciate the game of baseball. This is the year where you go to the ballpark and you watch players grow in their development. And I think that for me, personally, I can only speak for myself, I like seeing that. I like being able to go to the ballpark, seeing a kid who's coming up from the minors, and watch him develop before my very eyes. Because it's not like we watch these minor league games all the time. We rarely get to see a minor league game. You know, we see some of the kids during spring training, and then that's it.
Right.
You know, outside of that, we really don't get to see them until they come up. When they do come up and we get to watch them develop, I think that's the pure love of the game. And I think that fans should go into 2013 with that in mind. Don't go, you know what, you want to believe, by all means, go ahead and believe, but understand that the Mets are not going to make the playoffs, because that's just the realistic point of it. But at the same time, this is where you get to really appreciate the sport of baseball. This is where you get to fall in love with the game all over again. It's not just about the team. It really is the love of the game. Because no matter what happens with the Mets, despite they're your team, you come back because you love the game itself. Not just because you love this team. And like I said, I can say that for myself. I don't know how many other people feel that same way.
Yeah, you know, I mean, we all want our team to win and consistently win and go to the World Series and all that good stuff. But you know, you just gotta be realistic about where your team is sometimes. And so, yeah, that's kind of the approach I'm taking this year.
Yep, I agree with that. And all my fans should really, really take that approach so that they don't go stir crazy. But with that, ladies and gentlemen, we are at the end of our program. Tonight's show is only 30 minutes long. I'll be honest, I had, like, meetings because I'm doing video projects and things like that. I really didn't have time for tonight's show. But so happy, Carell, you are back with us. Are you going to be with us next week, too?
I absolutely will be on next week.
Okay, awesome. So maybe we could do some great prints.
As long as I don't get sick again.
Prints. Lord God have mercy, please don't. I really don't want to hear that you're sick again. I will come to Jersey, and I will make sure you have nothing but garlic. Okay? Because in all honesty, that's what knocked the worst part of my cold out within 2 days' time. So, yeah. With that, ladies and gentlemen, have a wonderful evening. We'll see you all again next week. Make sure you tune in to A Gal for All Seasons tomorrow night. I believe her show starts at 8 p.m. Eastern or 7 p.m. Eastern. I actually forgot what show Taryn's show starts. Try 7 p.m. If you don't hear it, then it's 8 p.m. I think it's like an hour before ours. So have a great evening, everyone. We will see you next week.
Bye, guys.